No, no la odio, pero sí me castra. Sí te vengo plantando un vergazo si la pones. La de en la mamalón. Esa. Esa.
Déjate venir, perro. En caliente aquí nos ponemos los guantes, pa. A ver si es cierto que me planto un vergazo.
Dude, you know how like they're doing the YouTuber funny, versus bro. TikToker shit?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool like to have like the musical shit? Tony Loya versus Alexis Veras. Who would Alex be good with?
Like, Fantasma.
Fantasma. Bro, Fantasma is like tall as
fuck. I was
going
to say Andy Ruiz.
And Andy Ruiz before the guy from H100.
No.
No. The fool from H100 and Fantasma. That's a good
one. That would be a good
one. Like sumo style?
Yeah.
Like okay, what about
Nata versus Justin Morales?
Oh, damn. That would be a good one. That would be a good one. They have like the same body.
They have the same body. Right?
Junior H against Compass Team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cristiano Nodal.
Cristiano Nodal against Grupo Firme.
Yeah.
Cristiano Nodal's a cocky fool.
How about TikTokers? Güero versus
Polo? I mean, they're all kind of like the same.
Yeah.
But there's not really other TikTokers that are like in that.
Oh, area. Yeah, you're right. There's less.
Because Charlie D'Amelio?
Charlie D'Amelio against Güero. Pedro against who? Pedro's pretty short.
Pedro versus
Mayito.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Agosto Papa podcast. This is episode number
6. 666.
As you guys see, Keiko's not here.
Lil Xanax.
What'd you say?
Because he said 666. I was like, Lil Xanax.
No.
Keiko's not here. He sold his soul. As you guys see, Keiko's not here. He went on his first date today.
Congrats.
We're happy
for
him. He texted us. He let us know. He's like, hey, you know what, guys? Like, I need the day off today because I'm going on my first date. We don't know the guy yet. You know the guy?
Nah. He said his name. What is his
like
name?
A G?
Like, it's like Dylan, no?
Dylan?
G. It's with a G.
A G?
Gabe.
Or Greg.
Gabe, huh? Gabe.
Gabe.
Yeah.
He called him Gabe the Babe, whatever. Yeah. We don't really know.
We're just happy for a boy, Keiko, though.
True. He's
We haven't gotten an update from him. Hopefully, like, nothing bad has happened to him.
What could happen to him?
Like, I don't... He's probably still walking funny.
So, yeah, we don't know where he's at right now. I think Gabe picked him up. Oh, yeah. Oh, hopefully he gets his first kiss, his first hug. You know, that'll be good. Well, congratulations. He's going to come in late.
He's
just texting me right now.
Making some progress.
Huh.
Yeah, so, yeah, we don't know how his date went. Hopefully it went good. Hopefully the guy didn't treat him bad. If not, we're going to fuck
him. I
know.
We're going to cook him.
We're going to cook him. Bring him on the... Hopefully we'll bring him on the podcast if you guys want his man to come on the podcast.
True.
Why are you laughing? Aren't you happy for our boy Keiko? Are you happy?
I'm happy for
him. I hope he's happy.
I know. I don't care. I don't know. That's his decision.
As long as he gets his first kiss.
I know.
I'm going to be
maybe a little bit more than that, but...
I don't think he'll get that far.
If he was old already, he should already do a little bit more.
How old is the guy?
Gabe?
Yeah.
I was like, I think he said he was like the same age.
Nah, I heard like he was
I think Gabe's gonna drop him off in a bit. That means you're gonna have to take him home. Fuck.
Fuck. I don't wanna deal with that.
But yeah. you guys are gonna see him walk in right now. Hopefully he doesn't walk funny. But yeah, today's episode we obviously got a bunch of shit. My fucking
he's
here. How was your day?
Keiko, how was your day?
Keiko, tell us about your day.
Damn, all fresh.
Hey, well, you look a little bit like not put together. Wait, everything good?
Why are you walking weird?
Hey, they broke your back or what?
Why are you walking in all shy? What happened?
I know what happened. Tell us all about it.
The fans want to know about your date. All right, Keiko, put on the... Keiko, time
damn,
to clock in.
You put a little bit too much cologne, fool.
I know.
Well, you should have just showered. It's easier.
I did. Chill.
Wait, Keiko, we want to ask you a few questions. First of all, how was your date?
Good.
Second
question.
How was it?
How was it? Like, was he a good kisser?
What the fuck?
Third question.
No, answer.
Third question. Answer the second question. Oh, no, third question, how was your first kiss? What did you get to kiss?
First of all, I wasn't a guy. It was a girl.
so it was a trans.
No.
Honestly, we didn't know what gender Keiko was going on with. That could have been a cheetah or some shit like that.
We don't know what he's
or
into.
A fridge.
Or a tacuache. You never know.
A tacuache? A tacuache
right here?
Damn.
Damn.
Chill. don't disrespect my boy like
I know.
That.
Clock out, fool. Clock out. Nah, so tell us about your day. What happened? Where'd you go or what? Where'd he take you?
What was the hype about? Why'd you have to miss the podcast, bro?
I know.
Dude. You're not the type to miss a podcast. I know. It must be really important. This guy has to be really...
not a guy.
Okay, well, bro. What...
Well, he, she.
If he she. Identifies as
What's
a girl,
What's your pronouns?
She, her. She,
her. They, them.
Nah, tell us about your date, though, for real.
It was just a typical day. Go get ice cream.
Aww. What flavor did you get?
Vanilla.
With some strawberry.
What did Gabe get? What did Gabe get?
She got my vanilla. Just kidding.
You mean he? Bro, this didn't even try to hide
oh,
it.
Oh, you got vanilla.
Nah.
You said you got vanilla.
You got vanilla?
We were asking about ice cream, not what you get on it.
Well, you got a new face mask on you?
Why did your skin look glowy right now?
The sweat.
Oil?
Oil.
Damn.
Oh, yeah?
Because it was hot, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he was hot?
Fool, shut up.
Just kidding. Well, we just started the episode. That's why, you know, we're talking about your date.
True.
Right when you came.
Welcome
so
back,
perfect
though.
Timing. Welcome back, Eggle.
Thank you.
But happy
oh, yeah, Ricky's birthday.
Oh, yeah, Ricky's birthday. 21.
Big 21.
Damn.
That's right.
For 2 days.
For 2 days.
For an hour.
Some
and, like,
drinks for us now.
Huh? I know. Brian needs to go. Come back with the Trulies.
True. Ryan's like not
pass
16.
Him your ID right now. What's up?
I know you can pass. You just wear your mask. Yeah.
True. They don't know the mask.
I know. 2021 fool. They don't even know.
Hey Gecko, podcast fans love you.
They do. Oh, you. I wanna point something out.
Oh yeah, you should address
lot,
some stuff.
Yeah, because we did notice that shit a lot.
Yeah.
That
well, they.
Well, actually, I'm gonna let Gecko answer it.
No. All right,
do Gecko. We bully you?
Yeah.
Shut the
damn.
Fuck up.
Bro, this was supposed to, like, back us up.
He's like, he has, like, a gun under the table.
He's like, hey, do we bully you?
No, because there's comments that people are saying that we're, especially me, that they call mostly me out. That
I know, yeah, they were telling you, like, oh, the guy, this, like, it's like, picking on him too much. And I was like, whoa, they're really, like.
They don't know Gecko behind the cameras.
Yeah,
like.
He's worse. If anything, he makes me cry.
Gecko's just a vulnerable person. He could easily just roast him. Nah, just kidding.
Nah, you guys don't bully me.
I know. It's all love.
Oh, that's how we get along.
Yeah. Even your parents bully you, too.
Yeah.
Well, everyone.
Right. It just...
The whole high school, too.
Yeah.
Everyone would roast
this one
the
doesn't
hallways.
Even work with us anymore, and they still roast him.
Still, no, I'm not in that facility anymore.
With the what?
The facility?
Oh, they said facility.
Spell it for me.
Nah, I can't spell
it. Oh, the fans actually did ask us something to ask you, but we'll ask you in a bit, so.
Okay, ask me.
Oh, you want me to ask you right now?
Oh, well, you want me to finish talking?
No, finish talking, and then I'll
oh,
ask
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah, they don't bully me. It's just.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah.
Y'all hear something?
Nah, like, we're just, like, our friend group is puro, like.
Yeah, that's how I was trying to explain to him. I couldn't reply to every comment, so you guys are watching this, like, we don't.
Hey, but I'm happy you guys got my back.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, I was sending him the screenshots because I know that would make him, like, smile and, like...
Huh, because they don't make me smile.
Like, even though it was, like, oh, the guy in the middle, like, too mean to Gecko, I would screenshot and send to him. He's like, damn, my fans got my bag.
Yeah, they do.
Nah, it's cool, huh, though? Like...
Yeah.
What do you feel? What do you feel?
Boyan.
It feels cool?
Yeah.
It feels cool that the fans
got just wait till I start vlogging.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you going to move in with us?
No.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Are you going to move in with Gabe?
Yeah.
He said yeah, he said yeah.
Damn. You know
what? Gabe, how the fuck you get Gabe from?
I don't know, bro.
It's because you know how you call him Gabe the Babe, so we're like, maybe he's
no,
Gabe.
No, what the
fuck? we'll leave that your personal life.
Yeah, like, we'll leave it off.
We'll start talking about more about the Tacuacha shit that everyone wants to hear about.
That's what's up.
No more Gabe the Babe or whatever you would like to call him.
Or whatever you're into.
Your Cupcake Gabe or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, we've been getting so much support. That shit feels fucking amazing. We also get some messages that are like, I don't know, like the, you know, the David Santos and like shit.
Oh yeah, just
so we get like sources that are like legit because obviously they do prove to us.
Yeah,
that
they show
legit
evidence
short
and everything.
Sources, and we have some information that's kind of like
it's kind of shocking to be honest, but we don't really want to get too into it because it's not really out there, and we don't want to defame anyone, honestly.
Yeah, like, there's already a lot of shit right now, because we're getting a lot of messages, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be out there about the David Santos.
It's true. And shout out to the people that send us information as well. Like, it's really, like, clutch to get the information, but some of the information is too, like,
I think
extreme,
I think for us...
Not too extreme, but, like, it's, like, very private and very, like, It's minimal.
Like,
only
like you don't want to invade other people's shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if they don't bring it out like publicly, and then someone else is over here like fucking talking about it and shit. Yeah. It's kind of like
we don't want to be the ones to bring it up. It, yeah. And if it's false information, then
it looks bad. It looks fucking bad. Yeah.
So I was saying like we'd rather wait for it to be more out there, and then we'll talk about it.
Then we'll roast the shit. Yeah.
Like right now, we're getting a lot of messages, so I'm pretty sure we could talk a little bit about it. But David Santos, if you guys don't know who it is, he's the one that sings them. Ay, mira que perfecta está.
Oh, okay. I was lost.
Yeah, he's the one that sings it. He didn't write the song, though. But he's having a lot of problems. Search him up. We're not going to talk about it, but so you guys can get like a little, you know, idea.
It's just quick little insight about it.
Search up David Santos. Ay, mira que perfecta está.
But I feel like he's gone into a lot of problems, too, even with
his, empresa.
With empresa, too.
Yeah.
Wait, who is he signed under?
Empresa.
La empresa.
Oh.
Go with Gabe.
Hey, that should be the new thing.
Go with Gabe.
Some Go with Gabe merch.
Nah.
he's been talking about it. I want some merch.
Yeah, Gecko's been at it with his merch. He's like, I want this, I want this. Ooh, slow down.
Dude, he stopped replying to me, bitch.
He's texting me like every hour. Hey, I have an idea for my merch. Like, okay, let me like
Let us get our merch.
Well, yeah.
Hey, so what
did your merch is gonna be cool though. Obviously, I'm gonna help you with it too.
What did the fans say? What they wanted you to ask me?
Oh, they wanted me to ask you some math questions. I don't know if I should ask.
Oh yeah, someone commented mathematical Gecko.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I saw that.
Bill Knight Gecko.
Someone said
Bill Knight competitor.
Can you ask Gecko what's 25% of $100?
25% of $100.
Yeah.
Well, 75, isn't it?
Wait, what?
25?
Bro.
Hey, this was like
they couldn't make it any more like simple than that.
I know, what?
25% percent per 100. So per 100.
Four quarters,
out of 100.
No?
Four quarters to with 25.
What? What's 25% of 100?
He reminds me of Beetlejuice when they ask him like some questions like...
It's about 6 feet.
It's about
6 feet deep.
Yeah, it's like... If you dig a hole 6
carrot,
feet,
red.
Like carrot, like some irrelevant ass answer.
I know.
So your answer 75?
75.
Oh yeah, what's your
lock
true answer?
In?
Lock in your
answer. Locking it in?
Five.
Locking
do
it.
Your math. Do your math. Boy,
just like
use your
that.
Fingers. Use your
just
fingers.
Like that.
Oh, it's 25%.
Hey, you know the 9 rule trick?
Nah. For the time it's table? Like this. Look, Gecko. It's like that one, two.
Hey, they're gonna cancel you for bull.
Oh yeah, fuck! I don't want to be canceled.
Hey, cancel this fool.
Nah, it's cancel Gecko, not cancel Diego.
True.
You can't cancel the host. You can't do that.
I cancel the co-host.
You cancel the host or the co-host, the show's over.
Y'all hear something? Anyway, bro, we should continue.
Dude, I have a question for you. I actually have a question for you because I was thinking about it last night. All right. I want all of you guys to answer, though.
I bet.
Would you rather have... Okay, wait, let me ask you. Who's your celebrity crush? Kylie Jenner, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. No, dude.
Megan Fox.
It actually updated.
Oh,
damn.
The software updated.
It's actually but updated. Windows. It was Kylie Jenner, but now it's that that one chick.
TikToker?
Cindy Woofy? I don't know. Is
Cindy
it Woofy Cindy? That whatever.
Some shit like that.
Okay.
Cindy, bro.
She's friends with like Stassi and like...
Stassi?
Stassi, babe.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go.
Would you rather have Edentia play at your party for 1 hour or have Kylie Jenner for one night?
Have Kylie Jenner for one
night.
Fucking horny ass motherfucker.
You got Gabe. Slow down.
I know.
You
better hope he's not listening to this, bro.
Well, you'd rather have Kylie Jenner for one night than Edentia, the patrones at your party for an hour?
Yeah.
What if it was for like 4 hours?
What if they like got you fucked up on me?
My bad. I know you like Nata more. So Nata. No, wait, Nata or Junior? Who's your favorite?
Ah, dude, honestly, it's like super close with those two.
All right, let me say Junior.
Lately, it's been Junior Ache. All right,
Junior Ache or Kylie Jenner for one night?
Oh.
Comment down below what you guys' answer to.
I think the chicks, too.
Really?
Damn, bro. You're down bad.
Yeah. All right, Gecko, who's your celebrity crush? Gabe, all right, what do you rather have?
Megan Fox.
All right, Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Would you rather have,
Francisco?
Who does Gecko like a lot, like?
Those babies.
No, he likes
Cepillin.
Alright.
Chill, fool. Gabe can wait. Alright, would you rather have, Herencia, no?
Nah. Gecko likes, los juniors de California.
Alright, los juniors or...
Los caimanes.
He likes caimanes.
Los caimanes.
Wait, say caimanes?
Caimanes.
Alright, just making sure. Cause like, caca. Would you rather have caimanes for 4 hours? Or who's your
Megan Fox?
Or Megan Fox for a night?
Megan Fox for a night.
All right, what about Megan Man. Fox for 1 hour? Well, that's enough for you. You're probably
1 hour
already.
Done.
Fuck, fool, I'm trying to make it hard for you. Nah, horny ass motherfucker.
I know.
I'd ask Ricky, but Ricky's in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. We're loyal as fuck, you know, loyal as men.
We signed consent for it. Yeah, we can't talk about this.
Hi, I got a question for you. Take
me? Or all of us?
No, for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll ask Ricky a different one. Go on your dream vacation with your girlfriend, or have Nata perform for your birthday party.
Dude, you're gonna get me in trouble. Why the fuck are you asking this shit?
wait, you made the answer clear then.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wait. Ask it again. I actually want to know.
Go on a dream vacation with your girlfriend.
How many days?
Let's say
Nata. Or go on a dream vacation with Nata.
Nata is your girlfriend.
All right. Now ask Ricky. Ask Ricky one. Oh, ask him the same thing. But who does Ricky like? Who does Ricky like? Like. Alegres?
Biggie Red.
Like
Biggie Red.
Biggie Red.
Biggie Red.
What the fuck is that? Biggie Red. You're Biggie Red.
Who does Rick like?
Nah, bro. Like, Alegres, Caimanes. All right, the same shit. Right.
Yeah. Alegres or the dream vacation with your girl for 2 days?
Fuck.
Wait, 2 days?
A weekend.
Three. I'll find a weekend.
Like, Friday, Saturday, and then you come back fucking Monday morning.
Alegres, that's not enough time. I'd rather have Alegres.
For 4 hours? Then go on a dream vacation for...
Think about it. I think it's
because a dream vacation for 3 days is not cheaper. A dream vacation food.
It's either way. It's cheaper than getting Alegres. Alegres is expensive.
I know.
Fuck.
Alegres is
it'll
expensive.
Be cheaper than the vacation.
But well, fucking Los Juniors is only like $600 an hour.
Okay, but Alegres aren't.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
We ain't got the same dream.
Damn, my bad.
How did your camera? Jason,
my camera's shit, and I paid $700 for it.
Damn, you don't have to.
You
have
to flex, bro.
I know.
My bad.
That's
bro.
Cheap.
Damn, my bad.
I spent $700 for mine, and that shit never dies.
This fool bought a camera, and he hasn't even bought a lens, and he hasn't even took it home yet.
It's on there. Yeah,
that's my lens.
It's my lens, bitch.
Nah, you know what's funny? Gecko's camera is not even on him. It's on me.
I know. He's a bitch.
No, it's because I didn't know if you were going to come, so I was like, I'm going to just put those two cameras to share with you guys and shit.
Wait, why are we sharing?
Because I didn't know if where you were going to sit or like... So I didn't want to risk it. I just put it there. To have
nah, he just wanted the beta angle.
Yeah, he wanted the
4K. He wanted that.
No, my angle's crooked, fool.
The 4K.
Jason didn't even tell me.
4K.
Hey, I told you. I told you, dumbass.
What happened?
Yeah,
you did.
Hey, I told him.
He's like, bullying me. Roast him. Cancel him.
Have you guys found out anything about Polo's release date for his new song?
Nah, but... Well, actually, does he have a date? I think he has a date for Polo's song.
I'm not that I know.
Polo the Tacuache.
But that song's going
to
be hard.
A lot of people... Did we react to it?
Yeah,
we did react to it,
but
TikTok,
there was,
but not full podcast.
Oh, okay. So like people were saying that it sounds like the Signal song. I actually have it right here. Good thing I have.
Oh,
it.
You found it?
Yeah, the El Virus. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't find
me
it.
Neither.
I kept putting El Virus and a bunch of COVID shit started popping up. So I was like, everyone's like, it sounds the same as El Virus.
Play?
And I put El Virus, and none of that shit will fucking pop up. So this is
it's not popping up on the screen.
Oh yeah, I know right now. So this is here. Let me put Polo song first. Because Polo's like, you know, the homie and shit. You know, Polo, compa Polo.
He followed us too.
No, click on Polo.
He didn't follow us.
Shit, I can't find Polo's song. Oh, it's right here.
And you followed Diego.
No, he didn't.
He followed us on the podcast, wait. IG.
Oh, Aldo Trujillo followed me on my personal and no, the podcast bitch. And TikTok. This is Polo's song.
Me he visto sencillo, yo presumido, la neta que nunca soy, no tengo enemigos, pero soy un cabrón, si le calavera que si tengo valor, siempre ando.
Why are you laughing, fool?
That
shit goes hard, why are you laughing?
So that's Polo's song, like you guys listen to it, right? Oh, this is the homie, I want to show you guys the homie too. The homie sings fucking badass as fuck.
Oh yeah, fool gets down.
Yeah, I think he'll take anyone out. This is the Signal El Virus.
Supposedly this sounds similar.
Luis de Carón. From Mata Cocina?
Yeah.
Quieren hablar, les doy de que hablar. Muchos traen fierro, pero no lo usan. No vives así, no escribes así. Les puse mi estilo de los Dalí. Compré una chapa.
Nah.
Doesn't sound nothing the same. Bro, there were so many comments on our TikTok. Like, it sounds like the Signal El Virus.
Oh, he stole the flow. This and that.
Wait, it doesn't. Is the full song out?
El Virus?
No.
No, this is all we have. El Virus slaps harder than my dad. Someone said that right here. El Virus slaps harder than my dad.
He doesn't slap harder than Gabe.
Is it true, yeah? What slaps harder, the song or Gabe?
It's not even Gabe.
Or Gabriel, whatever. But this is the homie. Oh, you know who's also taking a song on? Galvancillo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were asking for it. Oh, you saw it? You were actually asking for it. You were like, hey, you think he's ever going to take out a song? Well, he did, and he also fucking threw shade at...
He dissed Alex.
Alexis.
You always see Alex, bro.
I know. Isn't, it's like he knows him. Like his shit. Best friend, Alex. Like,
I know.
What's up, Alex?
Like Alex Martinez and
isn't it? Like Alex and
Alexis. Alexis Veras. From Alex Los del Puerto. Veras, Alexis.
You know what he Alex. Called him last time?
What?
When he was like trying to explain who he was, he's like, Alexis Vergas.
That's like, fucked
no.
up, bro.
I don't know.
So his name is Keiko Razo. Search. Yeah, but this is... So Alexis Veras dropped a diss on Tony Loya.
On Keiko Razo.
And then I guess Galvancillo reacted to it.
I thought you were going to show his other homie.
Oh, you want to see the other homie first? Or you want to see
well,
Galvancio?
You brought it up.
I know.
All right, I'm going to show you guys the other homie. This is the other homie. I'm just going to say this to everyone. Grupo Firme, Alta Consigna, all those groups, you better watch out for this guy right here.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other...
I think the... Not you, tricky.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
He's like the new Christian Nodal.
Gracias por aquellos que han hablado mal de mí. Gracias por aquellos que...
Hey, you know who he looks like? Have you ever seen a Napoleon Dynamite? He looks like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Right, no. Here's another one.
This would go hard.
Para todo el que quiera saberlo, somos los que pelean el cerco.
I can't sing. So I'm not even gonna laugh. I can't sing.
I can't sing.
I'll probably even do the same shit.
Sing a song.
Well, Keiko was supposed to hop out a song with me. Remember?
Yeah, but until fucking Diego.
Wait, what?
He deleted the file. So I'm like, nah, fuck that. We're never.
Remember? He's like, I want to do a cover with you. And then
Deleted a file. What file?
Yeah, we did it. And then
he started doing Segunda, and you guys started to laugh at him. So
and then you guys just clipped my Segunda instead of fucking doing the whole song.
Oh yeah, but I didn't delete it.
I don't know.
It wasn't even my laptop that you guys.
It was your laptop.
No,
it was pretty bad.
It was his old laptop.
Was that?
Yeah.
Well, she was like. Not even Segunda. Like,
all right, now show. All
right, so this is what happened. Let me show you guys.
What's up?
So this is how beef started with Alexis. So Galvancillo, I think back then he said fuck JD or something like that.
Oh, yeah, because supposedly he was drunk.
Who was drunk?
Galvancillo
was drunk? Oh, yeah. He really?
Yeah.
So he said fuck JD, and then he asked JD for a picture when he met him. And then Alexis called him out.
He was probably like, talking about like another type of fuck.
Let me fuck you, JD. It's like some Keiko and Gabe shit. Yeah,
I know.
Oh my god. This is why I don't
damn,
tell you.
Damn, bro, that shit went. It's like I miss Gabe and fucking put it.
This is why I don't tell you guys.
I said Gabe and that shit went close to his mouth.
I know. Look at him.
Damn, relax. Don't hold it like this.
If he was thinking about Gabe.
Hey, Ricky, I want to ask you something. So, like, now that, like, it's kind of. Never mind. I don't want to talk about
say
it.
It.
I don't want to talk about it.
Say it.
We'll go back to
say the, it.
All right,
we'll go back to the
video or this?
Nah, this.
Jason.
All right. So I don't know if you feel this way because. You go to the gym.
Oh. Okay, go.
What? You?
Go, fool. Oh, damn, chill. You're screaming, dog.
Well, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like,
how do
you feel cleaning the machines, like, when it has bars? You clean the... Because you clean the machine, right?
Nah.
Does it
like, I avoid it.
I know.
You know what I do?
It makes you uncomfortable.
I wipe it, like, if it's, like you're going like this.
Bro, it makes me uncomfortable, bro.
Like you don't go full hand and shit?
Yeah, because there's obviously...
Well, last time I fucking caught Jason, he was like going like this. You know, when you do like tricep like this?
Yeah.
Jason was like going like this, like on the back.
Hey, have you seen have you seen those that one commercials like back then where it's like a...
The shake weight.
Oh, if you guys go to the gym and you guys clean the machine, obviously it's like a bar, you know, whatever the fuck it is. How do you guys clean if you're a guy like... I know Keiko for sure he fucking does
full
this
hand,
but
full hand
I don't even work out. Well, actually I do. I start working out
because of the podcast, right?
Oh fool, my birthday's coming up, so I'm being jacked.
Coming up? What do you mean?
Wait, well, coming up? Your birthday's in like... Man, he's lying.
His birthday's in November.
A little secret about
Keiko.
A little secret about Keiko. Since what? He came on the podcast what? And he started no. getting some hype, no. he started working out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know that's true.
Fool. That's true, yeah.
Hell I noticed too. Yeah. I don't know where this was started sending jump rope videos.
I know, right? Never.
He sent one first. So I like, okay, I'm gonna match his energy. So I fucking
that was the energy. Okay. First of all, the energy was not the same. Jason was going fucking fast. I know, you were like out of breath.
You're
like,
a damn liar.
Two jumps. He was out of breath.
You're a liar.
Hey, you remind me of Chowder from Cartoon Network.
I was not a Cartoon Network boy. I was a Nickelodeon.
I was you're Nickelodeon,
like
a, but
you're like
I
one of the guys from Regular Show.
Yeah, no, you do.
Who?
Like from the Regular Show.
Well, I mean, Mordecai? I did watch.
Yeah, you look like Mordecai.
Nah, you're a muscle man.
Yeah,
muscle. Not physically.
You just look like him.
And you talk like him.
In
too.
High school, this one actually looked like muscle man.
Yeah, he did.
We got on a topic like way off. Like,
I know.
Jason was like, all right, fine.
Hey, but back to the beef. Every year around this time, I always start working out.
I don't care if we'll pay the video.
Hey, you're being mean to Gecko Fu.
Alright.
I know, bro. Apologize.
Hey, can we pray for Gecko?
Can't do him.
Alright. His man's gonna fuck you up, bro.
Oh my god. Hey, but she'll fuck you up. She knows how to get done.
Never mind.
Continue.
It's yes. Where was I? So Galvancillo
talking about beef. He was saying, "Fuck JD."
I'm a fuck JD.
He took a picture with JD,
and then Alexis called him out. He's like, "Oh, it'd be like the same N word who
talk
shit and then wanted to ask for a picture."
Alexis called him out.
Yeah,
called out JD.
No, he called out Galvancillo.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right,
yeah.
So then I guess, obviously Alexis dropped the diss track on Tony, and then Galvancillo reacted to it, and this is what he said.
Qué puta canción tan culera estoy escuchando. No sé ni quién es. ¿Qué traes?
That was funny. He has no filter. That's just so funny, bro.
Dude, we posted the diss track of Alexis versus Tony, and I think Alexis won.
Yeah, I think Alexis won.
Well,
and we said
Tony has dropped a song, so.
Yeah, he has. He has. Dropped the first diss track.
It was the one of the cover with Alexis with makeup and a wig.
Oh, I didn't listen.
Bro, they fucking jacked this shit. Right? They jacked this shit and they made a YouTube video. I mean, they made a music video with this shit, bro.
Naked food, naked.
Like, they took his
they
socks.
They stripped him his, like, they, shoes.
You actually think they... His watch.
Tanga and everything, fool.
You actually think they
fucking pulled up on him or what?
Well, no shit. It's not like he gave them to them. Like, hey, let me mail you my watch for a music video.
I know. I think you should show them the beginning of the music video because it's hard. Alexis? Like, the first few the bars music? Are really good. Like, it just goes straight to the point. Like, no warm-up. Just like,
And this is coming from no Tony Loyal fans. Right?
Yeah, Tony Loyal fans.
But right, it's an honest review because people were getting mad that we weren't talking about this.
Yeah. They wanted to really touch
like,
on this.
They're like, you guys don't want to talk about the shit because you guys are on Tony's side. But we were just lazy.
We're not biased, huh? We're not biased.
Yeah, and I listened to it and I said, damn, I'm a Tony Loy fan. The first time I listened to Alexis, but I gotta admit, Alexis won in this one.
Yeah.
Hey, but right then and there, the fool came back and bought, like, another watch that's, like, 3 times more expensive.
Well, I mean, it was 3 times more expensive? How much was the first one?
Like, 30.
Wait, how do you know this?
And then the other one was like,
that's what I'm asking.
I know, but Gecko's like the one that sold it to me.
Are you his jeweler?
What
or
are you
what?
Like, his Iceman or what?
You're like the Icebox, the new Icebox?
Where's this source from? State your source, please.
Please.
Gecko's not the Iceman, he's the iceberg.
I know.
I took down the Titanic.
Okay, so.
The Titanic? This was the Titanic.
I said, I took down the Titanic.
Exactly. Titanic.
Say it.
Titanic.
All right. So first one was 30K, you said?
Uh-huh.
And then his new watch was how much?
Like 9,200.
And how much with tax away or what?
No, my man.
This one knows everything.
I want to ask you something. Well, state your source, please. Where'd you get this info
Where'd
from?
You get the price?
Bro, he literally posted on his story.
You follow him?
Fuck yeah.
And hey, you know what's weird?
He's calving. Pull up his account.
But you know what's weird? I can never find that fool's.
Because you know how he made a new account.
I can never find Tony Loya's account. His Instagram.
Because he made a new account, Ricky.
Yeah.
No, not because of that. It's because he has the word bitch in there. So when you search up bitch, like Instagram blog kind of blocks it.
No, but it'll show me different ones. Hey, Gecko, send me his real profile because
he made a new account.
Share it with me.
He got hacked.
Okay, share it. Do you know how to share a profile with someone or no? Thank you. You're finally caught up 2021.
No, but
I don't know. Gecko makes some bold ass demons. I can't understand.
No, I want to continue with it. I actually do.
All right, bet.
Look,
where did he say the price?
Where's the price?
Okay, obviously it was on his fucking story.
Search up.
All right, we're gonna Next episode, we're gonna get the price of that watch.
You know that that's Gecko testing the
yeah, thing? That's Gecko. I can see your skinny hands right there, too.
It's cheetah hands.
That's how he knows.
All right, bet. Just show them the beginning of the bars. It's really good.
Have you listened to the Tony Loya, the Nat Ain't True?
I don't think so.
Oh, Nat Ain't True. And this one.
This one's called It's Really True. It's Really True. Or some shit like that.
That's creative. Yeah,
that's what he thought about it. The music video is badass, though. I gotta admit. Like, badass.
Ricky! Oh, I had seen
the jacket.
That's the one that they stole.
They fucking zapateado on that
shirt. Where the fuck did they, like, in his own hometown or what?
That's why they say that you can't even go to your own hometown. It's in the lyrics too, but they're doing zapateado on that shit, bro. That I could have fucking.
They're doing like
tamborazo and shit, huh?
They're doing like moonwalks.
Hey, you know how like when you get like the tamborazo and shit, you pour the alcohol on the drums. They're like pouring the alcohol on the jacket and like stomping that shit.
For real, that's
That's Tony Loya's jacket.
Like tap dance.
Damn, I feel bad. You can probably find that shit at like fucking Goodwill or Play-Doh's right now.
Oh, probably at the thrift shops right now.
I know.
Actually, probably kept it.
It's funny how they said
I just kidding. I wanted you guys to stay quiet on Kiko's joke.
Oh, wow. Ooh, it's funny, in the beginning they put the guns are all props and shit. That's fucking cat. Damn, that music video is fucking badass, bro. Wait, was that JD? Am I tripping? Let me go a little bit more back. Oh, that's like Haiti.
Like, hey, Haiti? What the fuck?
I thought that was JD at first. This one for right here.
It was like hey, what about?
That's like Lady.
Did they sign that kid's fucking permission slip? In the court, that fool looks like he's like
10.
10.
This boy just got out the womb.
When they make
this boy came back from science camp.
When they make you bring your little brother to the music video. See.
Damn.
Okay, Kiko, how much was that watch? How much was that watch right there?
30K.
Oh, 30K? Damn. With taxes already?
Jeweler.
Jewelry?
Kiko the jeweler?
Huh. Hidden talents? You're not even telling me.
Can you say jewelry? You're the one that could.
Jewelry?
Jordan?
It's a Jordy.
He's like, hey, you know that one video where DJ Khaled can't say jewelry?
And he just stops, right? He just gives up.
He's like, I have a lot of jewelry. Like, something like that. This is so funny.
Do you think?
Jewelry?
Jewelry.
There's another word in Spanish that he can't say. It's so funny.
I can't fucking pronounce half the words in Spanish. What do you mean?
He can't spell.
This fool can barely talk.
I can't say refrigerator in Spanish.
Make him say it.
No. Yeah, I can say that shit. Who couldn't say Gego Microsoft?
Gego can't really. Oh, Chino.
Oh.
Gego can't really. You can't really understand Spanish, right? When people talk.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, it's
I
just
can't
a reading.
Fucking read it.
Oh, okay. You're definitely
or fucking write it.
Or write it. Bro, I was thinking it's a funny fucking story. We had a tocada, right?
Oh, with the ETA.
So we had a tocada, right?
Oh, that one.
And then
no, that was him.
That was me.
That was both of you idiots.
He said, we're going to be late. Estamos torados en el tráfico.
Okay, so this obviously they don't speak. Well, they don't really. Jason knows more Spanish than Gecko. And then the lady, obviously we had to be professional, right? We had a tocada. We're talking to a client. And then the lady's like, what's your ETA? Estimated time arrival. Giggle's like, what's that? I was like, bro, you couldn't take your time to go on Google and search it up.
ETA?
No.
He was like, what?
Literally, no.
On the maps, it tells you, share ETA.
Yeah, no, because I asked them, and they're like, well, just ask her. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I asked
her. He was like, what the fuck is that? So he was obviously professional there. And then the lady obviously was talking to him. She started talking in Spanish after. Mm-hmm. And then they were both in the front seat. They were trying to figure out how to like type it in Spanish. And then they're like, we're going to be late because del tráfico.
First of all, Jason is the worst map navigation ever, bro. He cannot give fucking directions at all. We almost fucking crashed so many times because of him. We missed so many exits because of him.
What's okay is your car.
Not my guess, not my problem.
All right, let's continue with the video because we got off topic.
Yeah. Bro, I don't keep up with a lot of this shit, bro. But this would like, literally, like, kind of put it in the spot, like how it is.
This is the first time that I actually listened to Alexa. That's what I'm saying. I'm being honest.
But you really think he wrote the song?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That people are saying that JD wrote the song.
Probably.
I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it. But I don't know. Point is, the song was hard.
Yeah. The song goes good.
Not everyone writes their own songs too.
Yeah. I know.
They shouldn't really call him out on that.
True.
This being annoying with the fucking laser, bro. Put that shit away.
Laser tech.
5mm laser.
How much do you think they charge? I'll hire them.
To what?
To hire them?
To hire
Los
who?
Del Puerto? Like to play at a show?
Probably like, what do you...
I'm $5,000.
Five grand an hour?
At a show like...
No, I'm saying like a privada.
Like if you want to like get privada? Them to play for you.
For like $1,000.
I'm saying like at a probably nightclub, like one show, one tanda, $5,000.
Like one show, like how maybe, much yeah. does a group in total or like each? Like
no, not each.
A group in total, how much do they get paid to play at a club?
Like $1,000 each.
Nah, fool.
No.
We literally just said the group in total, fool.
Fucking record label
how many
owners.
Is there? I know. How many is
don't
there?
Sign
there?
Five.
It doesn't matter. No,
so
it doesn't. 5,000. I know, but we're not talking. We're talking about the group in total. How much do you think they get paid for a show at a club?
I think, yeah. No, then, I'm going to say, okay.
I'd probably say like six. 20.
Nah.
What the fuck?
Nah,
no, JD.
There's not that much money in it?
No, wait. JD stated in his song that 20 para una privada.
Yeah, he said that, right?
He said that in
they're
his
more
song.
Now. They're more now. I think they're at 35.
No, wait, but no, but he said that for him, for himself.
For you
or what did he say? What was he talking about?
No, it's everyone. It's because Los del Puerto, they're big, but they're not that big.
They're not.
They're more like.
They're just like.
Underground. Like
underground.
They're
like,
underground. They're
like,
underground.
They're underground. They haven't hit it. They haven't hit to the point where they're like. At that level,
like a slabon
like
type
the
of
big,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like they won't sell out a fucking. They won't sell out an arena.
Yeah, that's what
the
I'm saying. That's,
I think they'll do good at the observatory.
Yeah, they fucking would.
Observatory, again, like this is like the Tacuache, like fucking
underground Tacuache for sure.
Bro, they should do that shit.
I feel like
they should.
They're
bro,
not
they should
getting
start
a lot of groups in the right place.
Right I know, bro.
You know, someone commented. They made an emoji for Alexis Vera.
They put the alien.
They put the alien.
He has like a little, yeah, he does have a little triangle here.
You know what he kind of looks like?
Who?
The guy from The Lord of the Rings.
Nah, that's what
you know, Ramirez? Ramirez watching it.
Yeah.
He posted on his story. Ramirez the shooter, yeah. He posted a.
He posted some shit.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, bro. Like.
It was like, random. I remember I saw it. I was like, damn.
I was like, damn, what do you have against fucking.
I know, what did he do to you?
I know, like.
Hey, they call him Piranguita.
Yeah.
What? Okay. What are they? Is it, and what?
Whoa.
So, Piranguita.
I thought you were going to see something after that.
I know, like.
No, hold up. I'm
okay.
You're loading?
Loading.
Yeah, so call him that.
But yeah, like, it's. I clicked on Ramirez's story and I was like, all right, maybe it's going to be like a picture of himself or like his studio or something.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you, Alexa, you fucking clown. And I was like, okay. And I click next. It's like, this is what you look like.
That's just so funny. Hey, shout out to Ramirez.
Oh,
supporter right there.
Zero filter.
Right, I didn't even filter, like, straight to the point.
Zero filter.
How much is that watch? You fucking Iceman?
I know.
Iceberg?
How much? That's like 15.
15?
Whatever.
And with the new mix on the extendo? That's right.
True. Hey, the guns do look hard, though.
Oh, this is out. Badass.
Well, Piranguita.
I think that's the guy who jumped Tony.
Huh, kept them low key and shit.
Yeah.
Never coming back and asked that. Come on, Bubba.
Yeah. Fuck, bro. Imagine getting jumped for your shit, but like when you talk all this shit. Fuck.
I know.
Bro.
I feel like
that shit. They
like,
went savage.
That
savage
was savage
shit.
To record with this shit, fool.
Yeah. You think that's why Tony Oloya asked for the he'll give him $5,000. To whoever finds the address.
Oh yeah, that could have been.
He posted that shit, huh?
Oh yeah, he did.
He took it down right away though, but
yeah. Why? He probably already got the address, bro. You never know.
True. Who knows? Damn. Stay safe. Stay safe out there in the streets. Go play it.
Ooh, that was the hardest shit.
Yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
What chain was it that they took?
Damn, chill, fool. You're gonna like estimate or what?
He's like, let me put it in my nose and calculate the value. How many carats?
I don't know. What was his first chain?
I don't know. I don't know about Vane, so I'd rather not even. Because
I know Tony Loyo always wears a fucking chain with like a fucking triangle.
The Garden Boy, and then he had the Garden Boys, and then he had the.
The Manzana one.
I don't think it was a Manzana one because I feel like.
Which one's he getting next?
I don't know. What the fuck?
What are you going to sell him next?
Hey, it was good, but.
But what?
You want to finish the video or you
like
want
the
me to
one
see
you have?
I need to say something that. Like the following up.
Cuban?
Yeah.
Because there's a follow-up, so to transition.
All right. Don't say I have a Cuban chain. They're going to rob me.
All right, then.
Transition. Smooth transition.
So,
bro.
As we know, they dropped the track, and Tony Loyo posts a video of him already working on...
Another song,
which is a diss track. I think you should pull it up, Diego.
Did you send it to me?
Yes, I did send it to you.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Sure.
Promise?
Yes, sir.
I don't think you did, fool.
If not, it's right here.
When?
Ooh, Aldo's going to get down with some food, too. I'll put it up right now.
Hey, I bet.
Should I put this up first?
Yeah.
look at this shit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The guy who...
He's like, le doy un putazo a cualquiera persona que ponga esta...
Yeah, le van a put it.
No la odio, pero sí me castra. Sí te vengo plantando un vergazo si la pones. La de... En la mamalón. Esa. Esa.
Négate venir, perro. En caliente aquí nos ponemos los guantes, pa. A ver si es cierto que me planto un vergazo.
You know how, like, they're doing the YouTuber funny, versus bro. TikToker shit?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool, like, to have, like, the musical shit? Like, imagine, okay, Waldo against this fool who we don't know who he is.
And then fucking Pedro's dad versus Triple H.
Geckos versus Eslabon Security. Fucking Tony Loya versus Alexis Veras. Who would be a good match? You saw Legado boxing?
No, I haven't.
He trains. He's training.
Oh, really? That's badass.
Who would Alex be good with?
Like, Fantasma.
Fantasma. Bro, Fantasma's like tall.
I was going to say Andy Ruiz. And
no,
the reason
the guy from HCN. No. No. The fool from HCN and Fantasma. That's a good
one. That would be
a good
one.
Like,
yeah.
Sumo style?
Yeah.
Like okay, what about
Nata versus Justin Morales?
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one. That would be a good one. They have like the same body.
They have the same body. Right?
Junior H against Compa Steve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
I feel like we would be hired for commentators for that shit. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
Dude, honestly, like.
Who else?
Fucking. Let's see.
Would be a good match.
Fucking.
You know that video?
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker.
Who else?
No.
What are we missing?
JOP versus Samelon.
Nah. Samelon's like kind of like a gecko. Like,
yeah,
like,
I
know.
Samelon. I mean, JOP against. Oh, Samelon and Toro?
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Or Toro against Gecko. I want to see
that shit. Yeah. I feel like they have the same personality, to be honest.
Yeah, like, you remind me of Toro. You're like...
He is the...
You're like...
I like Cal. No, you're like the dick of the group. Because everybody beats you.
All right.
You know what I was trying to say. You know what I was trying to say.
He doesn't actually mean the dick of the group. It's just that there's like a saying that, you know...
He needs to get beat.
He needs to get beat. I got it.
Oh, so he's working on another track.
No, let's keep talking. I want who would be a good match?
Let's see.
Who would Grupo Firme Edwin be?
Oh, Cristiano.
Cristiano Dal against Grupo Firme.
Yeah.
Cristiano Dal's a cocky fool.
He hasn't released anything, huh?
Yeah, he did.
He released a badass song. It's like,
yeah. It's hitting on TikTok. It's hitting on TikTok.
I actually just downloaded it today at the gym.
I heard you singing it.
Pedro against who? Pedro's pretty short.
Pedro versus
Mayito.
I haven't heard anything about Mayito.
Huh.
That's what don't work with Jimmy and them anymore.
Doesn't walk?
doesn't work with Jimmy.
Oh, they say it was walk.
Nah, I don't know.
JD versus who?
JD and Tony Loya.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one, yeah. Tony Loya. Or Piranguita.
Oh, weren't they saying that? Yeah. And then Tony Loy was like, he doesn't weigh enough or something.
Oh, yeah, Tony Loy told him that he was like, he doesn't weigh enough or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know who would win or some shit like that. Galvancillo against Piranguita, too.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool, too. Dude, we should set up all these boxing matches and, like, make money and profit.
Promote.
And promote.
Oh, no. Bo Bundy. We're forgetting about Bo Bundy.
Bo Bundy and like the HSN fool. All
right. Yeah. That's a good one. Who else? Who else can we get in this fight? Let's just start make them fight with each other.
Start shit.
Have our audience
instigators and shit. Let's see.
No, we were saying Nata and Justin Morales. That's a good one. Nata and Justin Morales is a good match.
Yeah.
Jimmy against Angel Levier. Damn. Nah, let's not start.
Let's not start that.
Fuck. Who else?
The winner is known as the best impression.
Who do you think?
Can you put a cricket sound effect right there? How about TikTokers? Weddle versus
Polo? I mean, they're all kind of like the same.
Yeah, you know?
But there's not really other TikTokers that are like in that.
Oh, area. Yeah, you're right. There's less.
Because Charlie D'Amelio?
Charlie D'Amelio against Weddle.
No.
That'd be close.
Huh? No? One's a female, actually.
All right, let's react to Tony's song, I guess, since he took it out right away.
This one looks funny. I don't know why.
I think he should, like, cut
his hair. I feel like he has ADHD or something.
Maybe, huh?
I feel like he moves his, like, he I don't know. Like, watch, playback. It looks funny. Fucking people
there.
Hello, bitch. That reminds me of Kiki's. Remember Kiki's?
Yeah.
It reminds me of Kiki's, bro. Literally.
I think Tony should shave the beard.
I know, he should. That, I was going to say that for
everybody's, my bad. Everybody was saying that he tried to copy JD's style. Like,
oh, with the beard?
Letting out the beard, growing out
the
hair.
You know how JD cut his hair? He actually, JD looks fresh with his like haircut and shit. Have you seen it?
Yeah, yeah, I saw it.
And then people were saying, like, no, hide it from Tony. You're growing a mullet.
No.
I thought you were going to grow a mullet.
I already cut it.
But people are saying, too, like, oh, he should shave the beard. It's like a Tekashi beard and shit.
But, dude, Dafu, Tekashi's beard is, like, nasty.
You're nasty.
Oh, we didn't even react to the song. All right, let's do it.
I know.
The watch, bitch.
Was like showing his watch. They're gonna steal it again.
Wait, play it again.
Oh yeah, yeah. Keep forgetting. I'm looking at this. Sentado en el avión esperando que te rizen otras canciones y sé que quieren robarme. Dicen por mi cadena y mi reloj que vale miles. Contra mí no pueden solo hasta se juntaron. Haciendo más feria que ustedes juntos combinados.
What do you think, Ricky? You like the other one?
Yeah. I mean, there's not enough to listen to two either way.
Yeah. I think the flow of the other one was more catchy.
I feel like in the terms of actual dissing, the other one just straight up.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he did both. He did a good flow.
I think Tony,
I know. Like, that's why it's good. It's solid.
I think Tony Loya has to take out a music video, too.
Yeah. It's only right.
Fucking take it out. Like, well, even though the cover photo was, you know, was good. But.
Honestly, there's a lot of beef going on. No, regional. Or what is this? Regional, right? What would you consider it?
Music.
Urbano? What do you actually say urbano? Like, if someone, like, let's just say someone that doesn't know anything about Spanish music and you showed up this.
I would say urbano, yeah.
You would say urbano?
Because you know how the old heads don't like to consider.
Yeah,
because
if you
regional,
say, like, oh, it's corridos. People,
they're not corridos. Yeah,
like,
they're not corridos.
Yeah.
Gen Z.
Shit's changing.
Adapt
shit
or die.
Is changing.
So you think if he releases this with a badass music video, she's gonna get down? You think they'll ever fight? Like, you think
they'll ever meet up?
You think they'll ever pull up on each other? Because I'm pretty sure
I think eventually, yeah. Because I heard that Tony Lee can't even go back to his, like, hometown.
Where's he from? What? Texas?
Oh,
no, he's from,
God.
Like, like,
no, he's from up north.
He's from, like, Greece.
He's from up north, like, Sacramento.
Yeah, like the Sacramento area.
So they're, like, from the same area.
Yeah,
basically.
No, food. Didn't he say he's from, like, Palos Verdes?
Or Palo,
oh, Palos Verdes, yeah.
Palos Altos.
Yeah.
Palos
Altos, yeah. But it's still up there.
Not that much up there. It's like
Palos Altos, like, is really food. Close to.
Kind of like, wait, Palos.
Ah, no. Palos Altos is like.
Oh,
fucking.
No, it's way. Yeah. No,
yeah.
Yeah.
Palos Verdes is LA.
LA,
yeah.
Palos Verdes.
Shit. Yeah.
The fuck? You're just, like, searching up his address, too.
I know, food, chill.
I know.
It just didn't even come out.
He put palto. Just kidding.
Palto.
You think if they ever meet up, you know, she's going to get down?
I don't know. I feel like
Alexis, I feel like eventually they're going to meet up.
I feel
up,
like, who? Alexis is more about that life.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. But you think he'll fucking, like, pop, 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 pop.
I don't know.
Nah.
He's really young. It depends.
Nah.
I think they'll just fuck him up and rob him again or some shit.
No,
I think they'll take it out, but they won't shoot.
You think Alexis will do it or his clica? Because I feel like his clica is more dead.
Yeah.
And Alexis, like,
like, he knows.
Because Alexis, yeah. I mean, because Alexis has, like, a public figure, so I don't think he'll do it.
Yeah. But I think his people will do it for him.
Yeah.
But, like, he's the one doing the talking.
But still, he won't do it. Yeah, it depends how much he cares about his career or his public image.
I don't think he'll do it.
It'll be stupid.
Or you think they're just beefing for the clout?
To be honest with you, you asked me, I think they're part of it would be for clout. Like, they're just keep on going. Like,
what about, like, low key? They're like best friends and they go on dates and shit.
Go on dates,
yeah.
Like, you and Gabe. if they're on some you and Gabe type of shit,
where do you think they would go first place?
Bowling. to the clinic. Laser tagging.
Laser tagging.
I think they would do like mini golf there or something.
Oh, they have like a plane already.
Or they would like ride the swans like in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
They'll play Star Wars.
What the fuck? Play Star Wars?
That what you did today?
You're gay.
Star Wars?
You what?
What?
Well, now you're gonna make it even worse by saying I'm gonna have to crop your shit off. Yes.
Now we're gonna crap you out for the whole
crap you out.
Crap you out.
Bro, you know who's fucking savage? It's La Bona Armado security. Like anyone involved with Del Record security, bro, they're fucking savages.
They'll fuck you up. They're
yeah, like not the 631. Like there was a video of some other fucking security, and he knocked down like his sister, and then the brother was tagging us.
Security brutality and shit.
No, but like, look, this is funny because the security had like, let's just say he's protecting, but there's people like not even in the way anymore. He just goes up to him and pushes him.
Watch. Leonero,
watch. Los dos carnales.
They woke up and chose violence.
Dude, that one was bad.
Which one?
The Dos Carnales one.
You want to see the Dos Carnales?
That shit was funny.
I haven't seen it.
They're playing like fucking bumper cars with the people.
Look at that girl.
Ah, no mames.
I thought that was Chavo de Ocho, fool.
Chavo de Ocho?
I thought that was Chavo de Ocho. Go back, fool.
No, you go back. You go back.
You go back to wherever the fuck you came from.
Go back. Who's Chavo de Ocho?
Go back with gay, fool.
Fool, you don't know who Chavo de Ocho is?
Chavo del Ocho, bro.
Chavo del Ocho. Sí, you don't know.
Chavo del Ocho.
Ah, what did I say?
Chavo de Ocho.
Chavo de Ocho.
Chapo. He said Chapo. Chapo de la Ocho.
Playback, fool. It was the guy with the security. Look.
Hey, Jason, turn my shit down,
right there on the right.
Oh, which one are you?
I don't know.
I'll just put it down right here.
I know. No, like my mic.
Fool. Here.
Oh.
Yeah. Go. Jason knows.
Talk.
No, fool. Damn.
Hey,
oh, then
you're putting mine higher. You're putting mine higher.
Talk. I can't hear shit.
Well, you're putting mine higher.
There.
There?
It was fine the whole time.
There, it's good.
Now I just
it was just a joke. It was fine the whole time.
Now me and Diego are arguing. All right,
Diego, continue about Chavo Ocho.
My earphones are loud.
We don't care.
Hey, you know who would be a good fight right with there, the Gecko? Right, I don't know if you guys know. Maybe Jason knows because you're a little bit more on Twitter.
Devin?
Nah, fool. You know, El Chapo Fraido.
Chapo Bravito? Chapo Bravo?
No. Chapo Bravo.
Oh, Chapo Bravo and Mayito.
No, there's some guy that looks like Zac Efron and El Chapo. I forgot. They would call him El Chapo Efron or something. No. Like, he comes out a lot on Twitter, bro.
No,
I know who you're talking about.
Keep on going. Keep on going. I'll search him. All right,
what were we talking about? The Chapo Ocho?
Yeah, look at the right of the screen, fool. He looks like Chavo de Ocho. Watch.
Well, I know he...
Like, that fool right there. Oh, he does? Fool, that fool looks like fucking Chavo de Ocho.
Are you talking about this fool?
This fool.
The guy in the middle, that's El Chapo Efron.
What the
fuck?
I'm going to put that shit on screen, but I've never heard of Chapo Efron. Wait, what were we talking about? The Slabon shit? I don't
know. Slabon security.
The security guard.
I don't know, you need to pull it up. We saw the fucking...
But dude, you can't blame the security guards.
That's her job.
Look at the fans, bro.
This one, yes.
But not the one I'm about to show you. This one, see, like for sure, se paso. Watch. Keep talking. I can't find it.
Search it up.
He sent it to us. He posted it. But he was like, my sister got knocked out. She got scraped.
Fuck. Bye.
Security. No, this one sees the paso. Like, I understand this one. Like, the fans get all fucking crazy. Well, but
she was already out of the way.
Yeah, she was like, already out of, she like, she was about to walk the opposite way. She just fucking got like, yeah.
And I pulled it back.
Okay, so this security right here. See, so notice how everyone's already out of the way. This one right here.
Hey, dude, the car already passed him.
See, he's just.
He's not even in the crowd. Look at that. He should play like tackle football.
I feel like they should have more organized events. So
yeah, like to let stuff like that happen. Obviously, that's just gonna happen. So the guy
said more organized.
Oh, he commented.
Hey, you were right, Ricky.
What
about 60 to 70 for a high end
about
celebrity?
About Chapo Efron?
Security guard.
About Chapo Efron.
Yeah, but the kid tagged us, and he was like, "Oh, my sister, check it out." I was like, yeah, I checked it out.
Damn. So, like, she actually got, like, concussion.
Everything. It's just that little scrape right there. I mean, I was fucked up, yeah, but.
Nothing too big.
75 per hour?
It is something big. I know, fool. But what's,
continuously compounding.
Or, oh, fans actually did want me to give you questions.
More? Damn, questions to close off the day. More questions for Gecko.
All right, Gecko.
Question of the day.
What is 40%?
Bitch, I am fucking old.
This is the easiest shit, fool.
Oh, I remember how you fucking divide.
All right, fine. But let me check. Another divide. Fan said
percentages and divide.
I know.
Okay, Nana, put your phone down. What is? This is an easy one. So she said, "What is 8 times 7?"
Well, I can't fucking do that.
7 times 7. Are you smarter than the fifth grader? No, I'm not.
56.
Yeah, Gecko.
What's 9 times 9?
Oh, what? 9 times 9.
Fuck.
81. What? Isn't it like...
No, don't tell him. One. All right, fine. 11 times...
Whoa, I fucking literally...
All right, what's 12 times 12? Everyone knows this. Whoa, one.
144.
11 times 11.
121.
Ooh, okay. Those are easy ones.
All right, what's the square root of 2?
1.
You can't you can't
because it doesn't have any adjective or fucking
adjective.
Oh, go on,
bro, I'm cooking now, dog.
Bro, Gabe,
no,
Gabe,
se pasó, wey. He did something to you, bro. Fuck.
Okay.
No, it doesn't have any adjectives.
No, I can say stuff to add to it.
But
it came out. It came out as adjective. No, I was gonna say stuff that add to it, and it just came out.
How do you get from add to it to adjectives?
Cause fool, I was speaking fast.
It's like synonyms.
Synonyms.
Say synonyms. Right, say synonyms?
What are the vowels of the alphabet?
Say synonyms.
Synonym.
Synonym.
Say.
Like, synonym.
Synonym.
Synonym. You don't know what a
synonym. Not cinnamon.
Say uh-huh.
Say cinnamon.
Cinnamon? Synonym.
Synonym.
Synonym. What else should we ask, Gecko?
What are the vowels of the alphabet?
Vowels? U, V. No. What the fuck?
Like a UV ultraviolet.
Dude, Gecko. Come on, Gecko.
The vowels.
Yeah, like E I O E. No, what the
fuck? A E I O E.
You never, you don't know the I like to eat apples and bananas song? Your vowels? I like to eat.
Okay, see?
It's the vowel song. You don't know it?
No, see, go.
The vowels?
Apple song? The
apples and bananas.
Don't give him hints. Say it.
It's you.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick.
You don't know your vowels.
Yeah, I do.
You don't know your vowels.
I don't know my vowels.
You don't know your vowels.
Is you? What is it? You?
Okay.
I know
how
my
much
vowels.
How much vowels are there?
There's 5.
Okay, can you say them?
Yeah. It's you, E.
Fuck. I forgot my vowels.
Fool
is like literally like the basis of the English language. You can't have a word without a vowel.
All right, Gecko.
What was going on, bird?
I want to make sure. I want to make sure you're right.
Wait,
in
the
head.
Fuck? See him, fool? Stop trying to. We're not gonna.
Low key, I did forget him. Let me see.
Low key. No. Low key or high key, fool?
Low key. You don't have to tell. We'll just tell you.
I know.
I-O-U.
Sometimes why.
Yeah, why is only in the in
wait? Well, it's
in
it's
Sweden.
I
fuck.
I you know the single
person.
I bro, Gecko. What the fuck, fool?
What the fuck?
I just gave you the answer.
Gabe gave you brain damage, bro.
Okay, Gecko.
He pounded you.
Fuck, Gecko, bro. What?
I've never been.
You've never what?
What the fuck?
Hey, is it true that Gabe calls you carne? Because why else does he pound on you?
Gabe texted him, "What's up, carne? Or am I gonna pick you up later, carne?"
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's all
Gecko,
love,
bro.
All
y'all
love.
Love.
I know.
All
love. Nah, hey, we help Gecko outside of the podcast with everything.
Nah, fuck no. I'm gonna go home and study. What the
nah,
fuck?
I know, fool.
Yeah, you need to go home and study.
Like, remember, sure. Everyone knows the times when Gecko would hit you up of a screenshot and like, hey, what does this mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if they were to text them in Spanish?
Oh, how do you spell this
Google,
right?
I use Google Translate now.
Giggle, he's always sending me texts. What?
The vowels?
Oh, you're still stuck on that?
I just told
you. You spell vowels.
I-O-U.
W.
Bro, Giggle, what the fuck?
Fucking retarded, bro.
Nah. It's all good.
Nah, deadass. I forgot him. Ask me another question. I need to top this shit out.
All right.
What was it?
Okay.
In 1987.
A-E-I-O-U, right?
Yeah. Damn, fool.
I hate when you have a fucking brain fart in front of millions of cameras.
Brian, I am not retarded. I just fucking get nervous and I forget shit.
Okay, who was the
I know.
360, bitch.
So
he said it's so proud. 360, bitch.
I know.
So who was the 16th president?
16th. This is a big one.
Who was the first, fool?
You know the first one, right?
Nah, fool. I don't know, president. Ask me, like, fucking, like...
Ask me, what kind of questions should we ask you, bro?
What? Who's the first president? Who's the first president?
Abraham Lincoln.
George Bush.
JF
Kennedy.
Are you
JF Kennedy.
Hey, no, but for real.
No, Abraham Lincoln.
I can't go.
Wait, you guys fucking...
This is basic.
Are you guys fucking dope? What?
You're being for reals.
This was like... Fool.
For what?
Yeah, big one.
George Washington is the first president.
I said that, didn't I?
What? You said Abraham Lincoln.
No, I said George.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You said George Bush.
Now you're lying.
You're lying.
You said George Bush.
You can't be a liar.
What was my first answer?
And dumb. Choose one.
And fat.
You only said one answer. You said Abraham Lincoln.
And has rises.
You said Abraham Lincoln.
That's good.
I'm fucking stupid.
You want another question?
You need to redeem yourself, Gekko. I fucking believe in you.
I know.
I need to go back into school.
How many states are there?
21.
What? Nah, for real. For real.
Nah. Yeah, I think you're being
how
retarded.
How much?
20. Nah, for reals.
For real, like the lock in, like for sure, like lock in your answer. 50. How much states?
50.
Okay. Wait.
Yeah, 50.
All right. What's the capital of California?
Washington, D.C.
Sacramento.
Sacramento. Sacramento.
You mean that's the capital of the United States?
All right, another one. I think geography is this topic. It's good. It's good side. Geography. How much continents are there?
Giggle looks like geography.
I suck at history.
All right, you fucking suck at geography too.
Fuck, Giggle.
Giggle, wait.
Okay, explain photosynthesis to us.
Oh,
photosynthesis. How does photosynthesis work? Come on, it's easy.
Biology, right now. Next topic.
That was literally all fifth grade.
Yeah, bro.
I know. From fifth grade to up to like middle school.
Fifth grade for me was like 12 years ago.
Okay, fool, but we remember it.
Like brain dead.
Brain dead.
Photosynthesis?
Yeah.
Fuck. Photosynthesis. That just sounds familiar. I just don't fucking remember.
It's like a type of burger.
No, bitch.
It's like a type of diet.
All right, Gekko. Gekko.
Photosynthesis.
Talk to him about culinary arts.
Oh. All right, for sure. What is your strongest topic? What was
your strongest topic? And we'll ask you something there.
Yeah. Like, because, I mean.
Is it English, math?
P.
No, not P.
Of course not.
Lunch.
Like, what is something where you feel like you...
Do I actually remember? I don't remember shit from school.
Damn.
Okay, but what is something where you feel like you're like, oh, yes, I'm pretty familiar with this. Like where you feel like you hold knowledge.
But why are you putting Gekko on the spot?
No, because I'm genuinely trying to ask him
wait,
a question.
Wait, like math-wise?
Or anything.
Not
anything.
Percentage. I fucking suck.
Or anything. It could be anything. Like anything that you feel like you have knowledge on.
Math, but not percentage.
Shapes.
Zero shapes.
How many sides is a hog? Hog.
Hectagon?
Yeah.
Eight.
Wait, hectagon?
That's an octagon, Eddie.
That's octagon.
We can't. I think we have to end the episode, bro. Alright, guys.
Next episode, bro.
Next episode.
Alright,
last one.
Alright, fine.
Let's see if we can go out with a bang.
Math is your strongest topic?
Yeah.
What is a formula of Pythagorean theorem? This one's
what the fuck? Bitch,
you know, I literally only have like fucking.
You remember?
I remember.
You remember?
Yeah.
Wait, what segment is this?
Segment? Therefore, like chapter 5, segment 7 or some shit.
like
this is geometry.
Yeah, I didn't take geometry.
You had
what?
To.
Everyone took geometry.
<know, what> you have to take geometry to graduate.
Well, no, this one okay. was like an, no, it was like
I took it, but I didn't pay attention to
geometry. This one was like in consumer's pass. Math all no, high school.
I passed. I just don't remember because it wasn't.
Who
really
did you copy off?
So you
the Asian next to me.
All right, so that was the last question. Nah, you don't know it. All right.
We're ending that episode. Oh, you can't get shit right.
Alright, next question. Nah, you can't.
Next episode. Go Gecko's gonna come. He's gonna go home right. Study.
Wait,
come
back. Can you spell? Can you spell at least?
No.
Alright. We got an idea for the next episode. Gecko can go home.
Alright. How about every
podcast we'll ask Gecko some questions.
We'll do questions at the beginning and the end, or maybe just at the end.
Huh? We're random shit. Doesn't have to be about school or life or whatever. Gecko, no. It's Gecko.
Ask me about money. Let's go with money.
Damn.
Fool.
All right, next episode.
Money? You want our money? All right. Who is on the $1 bill?
Our first president, George Washington.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm just kidding.
He was thinking about it. Like,
I know. He was like, fuck. All right.
Who's on the $20 bill?
All right, all right. Who?
What, George?
No. What the fuck?
This one should be easy.
$20 bill.
I mean, how fucking...
This one should be easy.
$20 bill.
Everybody knows this. Broke. Everybody knows this.
What?
Who freed the slaves?
Abraham Lincoln.
Now we can end the episode with this.
Yeah, all right,
guys. Thanks for watching to the end. If you guys have questions for Gecko, comment down below. Send us messages.
Comment down below. What the fuck?
All right. And send them DM.
So I can practice.
Send them a DM. Send
we hope you guys like the extended podcast because you guys were asking for a longer podcast.
Simon. This one was a little bit all over the place, but
hey, should we get a P.O. box so people can send the shit?
Hell yeah.
All the fucking the chakalaka candies or whatever. What's
chakalaka?
The candies were bomb, bro.
Rim drip. Yeah, send us more candy.
Yeah, send if you want to send the shit, I don't know. I think we should get a P.O. box so people can send the shit. That'd be sick.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna fucking go on cool math and fucking practice.
Cool math.
Play games.
We could play Balloon Tower Defense.
I know.
No, what was the other one called? Khan Academy.
I remember Khan Academy.
I think that's only like fucking California shit, no? Khan Academy?
I don't know. Let us know if you guys know about Khan Academy.
That shit was fun.
Khan Academy?
Khan.
Alright, guys, thanks for watching to the end. Don't forget to rate us 5-star on iTunes and like Spotify.
And Yelp. OnlyFans.
And Craigslist.
OnlyFans. Comment if you guys think Gecko should get an OnlyFans.
No.
No.
Or comment down if you think.
You're taking out.
Hey, serious question. Alright,
you're talking to Gabe.
Comment down if you guys think Gecko should get a mullet.
And comment down if you guys want us to interview Gabe.
Oh, next up.
You guys can't have Ron here.
Him.
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1, bye.
Fuck, man. I'm fucking retarded.
Fuck, I'm fucking retarded.
That last 2 minutes.